which got me into a little bit of trouble.
That's not even funny.
Can't believe we came up with a whole episode, pretty much.
I'd be like, all right, I got 10 minutes. And I'd run to the computer, fucking pull my pants down.
The fire is dying.
I can't even say it. So stupid.
Mr. Yorick!
Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress. Better than that chick that her tramp stamp says Seymour Butts.
Is that a thing? Really?
I saw this porno.
Oh my god.
And this chick was doing anal.
Okay.
And she had a tramp stamp that said Seymour Butts. It was one of the worst. I mean, it totally took me out of it. I was like,
no. I was gonna say, did it take you out of it?
It totally did. I was like, nah, I can't do this.
You lost your boner?
Yeah, well, I had to change the video. I was like, this is so stupid. Like, what a fucking weirdo.
Now, was it like a Seymour Butts production? Because I think that's like a little, like, producer studio or something.
Not that I know of. No, I don't know about, I actually don't know about Seymour Butts productions.
Hang on. Google image search does not have a picture of it. Oh, here we go. Safe search is on. Let me turn that off.
Oh, yeah. What are you out of your mind?
Say your safe search preferences in the blue box below. I don't want it to filter explicit results, though.
No. Can you just turn it completely off?
I have two options here. This is stupid.
Yeah, you gotta figure that out. You can't be having restrictions on your Google image search.
Let's see. Because it literally just says show most relevant results, filter explicit results. But I wanna see tits and asses and shit.
Right.
All right, but hang on. Let's go back a second because. Oh, see, now Google's all fucked up. It doesn't know what the fuck to do.
I'm sorry, Keith.
I will have to figure that out later.
Yeah.
But, shit, I fucked something up. Because the first time it did it, it had, like, her IMDb page. Wait, let me try this. Here.
Wait. Seymour Butts?
No, it had... I typed in Seymour Butts tattoo... Alicia Klass.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect.
Because there was like a trivia thing, and it was like, on a bet, she had tattooed Seymour Butts on her like lower back or something.
Yeah.
I'm trying to bring up the webpage now.
She's not even that good looking. Like, if she was like smoking hot, and had that, I might be able to deal with it. But she's not.
Yeah.
She's very average to below average for a porn star. And she has that. So it's just like, no thank you.
Hang on, let me find her IMDb page. Here we go. One day, on a dare from her female roommate, Klass had Seymour Butts' name tattooed on her lower back. But I can't find a picture of it. I want to see. That's really all I want to...
Let me see if I can find it. All right, so Seymour
Butts. Here we go. Oh, yeah, that's weird.
See.
I can see why you'd be like, I gotta go.
Seymour Butts tattoo. I'm not getting it either. Would you search Seymour Butts tattoo?
Yeah, I typed in her name, Seymour Butts tattoo.
What's her name?
Alicia, A-L-I-S-H-A, and then class, but with a K.
Alicia class. Yep, that's her. Yep.
You know that tattoo anywhere.
I know that, and it's not good. Ugh, yeah. And like I said, she's not good looking.
No. Oh, so there's one story I wanted to tell you. That this can be for the show. So, I did a lot of traveling in the last couple weeks.
You've been everywhere. Gettysburg.
Yes, and that's what this relates to. But one other thing. When we were in Bama, we went to Alabama for work related things. It was a bunch of people, and we were split up into three different buses. So each group had like their own ambassador. I was gonna say tour guide, but her official title was ambassador.
Gussing it up a bit.
Yeah, like college football's big in Alabama.
Mm-hmm, obviously.
So, like, she was
Crimson Ted.
Yeah, she told us all about Roll Tide, and like, she wanted us to say Roll Tide because she was a big fan.
Yeah.
So, she was like, at one point after we did something, she was like quizzing us kind of on like facts and stuff. So the other cool thing was we got to tour a factory down there and see how the product was made. I was kind of falling asleep, so I think she called me out. Mm. So she was like, does anybody know what this stands for? Does anybody remember what it stands for? And like, I was kind of half asleep, kind of looking at her, and she was like, Keith, do you know? And I was like, stand for Roll Tide? And she was like, no, it doesn't.
So that was just like your go-to answer?
Yeah,
I was just like, answer.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. It's like, does it stand for Roll? And I kind of knew what it, I knew what it meant, but I just wanted to be an ass, so I said Roll Tide.
Yeah. That's so good. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, yeah. But that trip was pretty good. The trip that I took to Gettysburg with my parents, we took my parents to Gettysburg for their 45th wedding anniversary. This was our gift to them. 45 years.
45 years?
Yes. 45 years they've put up with each other.
I don't know if I could stand anyone for 45 years.
Well, we'll see. You and I are, what, already on year...
Oh, God.
Seven?
Somewhere around that. Yeah, I don't know. Do we have another 38 years in us?
Jeez, I don't know.
Christ.
Well, yeah, do we have another 38 years in us? Not together, but just in us.
Am I going to make it another 38 years? I don't know about that. The way I treat my body?
Yeah. Whew. You treat your body like a temple.
Yeah.
Like Legends of the Hidden Temple. It's on a soundstage slowly being destroyed by the elements.
Just decaying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh. It's on a back lot somewhere at the Kang Nickelodeon Studios.
Yeah, I don't know if I treat my body that well. Hey, maybe if you took the decaying back lot set and just dumped alcohol and tobacco on it.
Where was I going? Oh, right.
I don't know.
Parents, 45 years. Yeah, parents, 45 years. And my parents, they don't do
anything.
Well, no, they don't. They don't go on like trips unless it's to see family. Like my sister, I think, gave them Foxwoods gift cards at one point. That never got used. Because they went once and they were like, oh, we really liked it and we would definitely go again. And then she got them gift cards and then they never went again. Foxwoods, for anybody who doesn't know, is a casino resort in Connecticut, right?
Yes. Yep.
So I was like, how the hell do we get my parents to go anywhere? And I was like, we could kind of just book the trip for them. But then they're still going to be like, oh, I don't know if we should go.
Right.
So my wife and I decided that we were going to book the trip for them, but then also go ourselves and actually take them. So, like, they had to go because we were going, like, kind of like they only go on trips for family. So if we're treating them to a trip and we're there, then they'll definitely, like, go.
Yeah, and they have to enjoy it.
Yes.
Like, you better enjoy yourselves.
So we did that. Their anniversary was actually back in August, but we took them at the beginning of November. Because that's when things would work out, and then it was also cheaper. We were going to do October, and then we found out that November was, like, $100+ cheaper a night at the hotel.
All right, yeah.
So, because
did you tell them that you guys converted to Judaism?
Well, no, here's the thing, though. I was fine with spending the extra money. The dates did work out better, though, in November anyway.
Yeah.
But, like, I knew that they were going to have a problem with me spending this much money on them.
That's another thing. Yeah, yeah, that's true. You have to consider that. It's just you get – your parents start to get like, you know, like, oh no, you can't do that. I'll pay for it. And it's just you don't want them to feel like they have to pay for it.
Yeah. So like we gave it to them for their anniversary, and my mom was like, really? And I was like, yeah, really. And she was like, no. Okay, we'll have to talk about this, but thank you.
We'll have to talk about it. Be like, no, there's no talking about it.
And apparently, I don't remember this, but she brought it up later. That, like, because here's the thing. I told them that we would cover everything, and then I guess it's some discussion later. And I don't know if my mom might have been making this up and just assuming that I forgot. But she said that I made a deal where they could pay for two meals. It was either that they pay for two meals or we were paying for – I think it was that they were going to pay for at least two meals.
I mean, you might have said that just to shut her up at some point.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. I might have forgotten.
Yeah.
So, and then I had to argue with them because we've never done the new museum, like visitor center at Gettysburg. There was an old one, then they redid it.
How many times have you been to Gettysburg?
This was actually my third time.
Oh, cool.
And then yeah, so I had never gone before I started dating my wife, and we started dating after she was already my wife. It was a very weird kind of like a 19 kids and counting kind of situation. We got married and then we dated.
Oh, did someone start touching kids or?
No, part of it didn't happen.
Oh, good.
Anyway, so. That's when we started going. She had gone, like, all the time before. But they've since, like, redone where the visitor center is and, like, made it kind of modern, hip. And there's this movie that you watch that's narrated by Morgan Freeman.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. And not – who's the guy from Law & Order? Not Jerry Orbach, because I think he's dead, right? Yeah, he's
the old guy with the gray hair?
Yeah. Well, they both have gray hair.
Oh, okay.
Hang on. Sam Waterston. Okay. Sam Waterston does the voice of Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
In the movie. Anyway, so they do we do the movie, go through a whole museum thing, see exhibits, and then there's like a panorama that's, I guess, well known, but of like the battlefield. So it's a 360 degree painting of that that's been restored and everything. Anyway, so we're getting tickets for that, and we're in line, and we get the tickets, and I am standing next to my wife at the ticket counter. My parents are behind me, and then out of nowhere, like, I have my wallet in my hand ready to pay for the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And out of nowhere comes my father's arm with his Chase Sapphire card and just goes, and I hear my mom goes, no, we're getting this. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yep.
So I was like, okay, Keith, don't make a scene. you're in line at Gettysburg. A lot of people died here. Take care of it later.
Yeah, just, yeah, we'll deal with this later.
Yeah. So then, like, we're doing dinner that night, and we're trying to figure out what to do, and we ended up just kind of, like, my parents brought wine, we brought wine, so we basically just had pizza and drank in the hotel.
Yeah.
It was really good pizza, too. But anyway, the, so, like, my mom goes, oh, well, we'll, you know, like, we'll give you money for, and I was like, no. I was like, we are going to pay for the pizzas.
Yeah, like, we can handle the pizza.
I was like, and she was like, no, you said two. And I was like, yes, but you guys bought the tickets.
Yeah, and, so that takes up a meal.
And I was expecting us to buy the tickets. And she was like, oh, okay, fine, you just buy them then. I was like, thank you. Adult Keith is in the room right now.
Well, yeah.
This is how we're handling it.
You got to put your... you got to put your loafer-wearing foot down.
Yes. Now, before all of this, the weekend got off to a bit of a rocky start. Because, so I did everything. So I made the reservations online, which was a mistake in this case. So I booked two rooms. And I was, and two king rooms. Because I was like, you know what? My parents usually get two queen beds. I don't know why.
Probably because they've been married 45 years and they're sick of each other.
I think it's so that they can watch TV on separate beds and, like, feel like they have their own space. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's legit.
So they have two queen beds usually, and I said, I'm going to treat them to a king. So it was also very reasonable, only a few dollars more for the king. So so I called the hotel though, and I was just like, hey, like, so I'm treating my parents to this trip, they're in the second room, and I just want to make sure that they can check in because they're going to show up before me because I'm meeting them there, but I just want to make sure they can, like, check in. And she was like, okay, well, we'll just need a credit card from them. And I was like, no, but I want to pay for it,
right?
And she was like, oh, well, then we need a credit card authorization form. And I was like, okay. So I send that in, sign it, send it in. That's all good. Mm-hmm. Actually, before that, though, she goes, now, how many people are staying in each room? And I was like, it's two and two. And she was like, okay. Because I know you guys are family, but it has four people listed in one room and nobody in the other room. And I was like, that's, I don't know why I would say that, but no, it's two in each room. And she's like, okay. So she goes, we'll update the reservation. And then as soon as we receive that, it'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
So send it in. And then they call me to verify it. And they were like, so he's, which, she goes, which one are you? And I was like, I'm Keith, Charles Chagan. She goes, and they're coming in first. Yes. Okay, yeah, we'll make sure they're set up. And she was like, do you want connecting rooms? And I was like, no, they don't have to be. Like, if they're close, that's fine.
Right.
So my parents get there and they check in. And they say, hey, we're at the hotel. No problems. We're in connecting rooms. And they said that you're going to be in the room right next to us. And I said, okay, cool. So I check in. And I say, are we in a connecting room? And they go, yeah. I say, okay. So go upstairs, drop our stuff off, open up the connecting door, knock on the other door. Hear people move around. And then the door opens.
I can't wait for this.
And it's a face that's not my mother.
Yeah.
Or my father.
Oh, your father.
And there's a moment where I go, my brain literally goes, is there any possible way that I know this person? That they would be in my parents' room?
Yeah. Yeah, like, did they invite someone along that I didn't know about?
Yeah, like, is there somebody randomly in Gettysburg that my parents happened to know that they were like, oh, come on over. We're killing time until Keith gets here.
Yeah, let's... let's pregame in our room.
No, and she was, so it was a girl, probably like late 20s to 30s.
She hot?
Nah.
Yeah, okay. I, of course,
like, she was clearly, like, her and the dude that she was there with were clearly, like, just hanging out in bed, like, lounging around, because she was in, like, sweats and a tank top, had her hair up, and the smell of e-cigarettes, or not e-cigarettes, the vape.
Oh, yeah.
As the kids say.
Yeah,
because I was like, it's a non-smoking room, but I can definitely smell it, but it doesn't have, like, the Bernie smell to it, but it definitely smells like cigarettes.
Yeah, so like, they won't get in trouble for it, but it happened.
Yeah. So she was like, hi. And I was like, hi. Sorry. I was like, I thought somebody else was supposed to be in that room. And then my wife decides to step in, and Rachel goes, we were told it was going to be his parents in there. And she was like, oh, sorry. And I was like, it's okay. And she's like, all right, have a good night. And I was like, yeah, do. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? So I call up my mom. We were in 613.
Yeah.
My parents were in 513.
But that wouldn't even be adjoining still.
But they were both connecting rooms, because on every floor, at least those two floors, both those rooms are connecting rooms. So they had the door in their room. We had the door in ours. They just didn't connect to each other.
Oh, that's weird.
So, like, I went down and the desk was like, no, it didn't say anything about connecting rooms. And I was like, okay. And then they were like, well, I had it in here for handicap accessible. And I was like, what?
Oh.
They were like, well, who needs the handicap room? Nobody.
Huh. You know, I actually, just a quick aside, I went to a wedding over the summer.
Yeah.
And my hotel room, I didn't ask for it, but I got the handicap room. So my bathroom was huge.
Oh, yeah.
And I had, like the handles on the side, on the wall.
So you could grip for the tough shits?
Exactly. It was actually kind of awesome. But my sink was really low. I had to, like, bend over to wash my hands.
Was your toilet really... Did your toilet seem really high, though?
The toilet was high, though. I liked that.
Did you sit and kick your legs off?
Yeah, I felt like a gargoyle perched on a ledge.
So the room, both rooms were really big. I think what happened was, so each one had a king bed and then a fold out couch.
Yeah.
So I think because for some reason the initial thing got fucked up and they thought there were four people staying in a room.
Mm.
They had it so that it could be like two beds, basically.
Uh-huh.
And then when she fixed the order, she just made it like, I guess, eight people were staying in two rooms. So we both got... Because the room connected to the other room was a king.
Yeah.
But not with a couch. So I don't know. But I was like, all right, just, you know, don't...
What was this a chain?
Yeah.
What chain?
The Wyndham.
Oh, the Wyndham. Okay.
Yeah. Now, I went down and asked them about it, and I was just like, I kind of want to know why we were told that we're in connecting rooms.
You just wanted to know the logic behind it.
And he was like, I don't. Yeah, he was like, honestly, I don't know. And he's like, I can see if we have any. And I was like, okay. And he kind of looks, and I was just like, or, you know what, like, I don't really necessarily want to make them move. But if there's a room with a king bed, it doesn't have to have the couch. But if there's like just a king bed on their floor anywhere, I'm fine with moving to that. And he was like, no, we don't. He was like, their room is, or the room next to theirs is open tomorrow night. And I was like, okay. And he goes, so if you want to move tomorrow, you can. And I was like, you know, I guess you know, and he was like, we can hold it for you. And then if you don't want to do that, just let us know. And I was like, okay. So I was like, do that, and then we're going to go get dinner, and then we'll figure it out. So we go get dinner, and we're all kind of like, nah, it's fine. So I was like, okay. And then when we walked back to the hotel, I forgot to, like, tell them that. Yeah. And then I was like, okay, well, I'll just tell them in the morning when we leave. But I forgot to tell them in the morning when we left. So we're at breakfast, and I was like, shit, I forgot to tell them. And she goes, just call them and explain it to them and just tell them. So I said, okay. So I call them and explain it. And I was just like, so there's another, like, room that was being saved. It's whatever the one next to 513 is. Or 413. Whatever. Or no, 513 was them. But it was like 515 was that room, I think. But I was like, whatever the room next to that one is, we don't need it. Don't worry about it. We're not going to move. She's like, okay, well, I'm sorry about the mix-up. And I was like, that's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And then we get finally at the end of the day, at like 5 or whatever, we get back to the room. And as soon as I'm in, the phone rings. And they're just like, what are you doing with this other room? And I was like, she was like, we have a reservation for you. Like, is there somebody that's supposed to be checking in? And I was like, no, everybody's here. We're not taking that room I called this morning about. She was like, oh, so nobody else is checking in with that and we can cancel this. I was like, yes, just cancel it. She's like, okay. And then she canceled, but I was like, the level of disorganization among these people was crazy. They were all trying to be very helpful. I will say that.
Yeah. But it was just a little much.
And it was like their effort was good, but their execution just seemed like there were no, like, procedures or whatever, I guess, to communicate these things to one another.
Right.
So I think every time that I talk to them, I talk to somebody else.
Well, I mean, you're not dealing with the most competent group of people, I'm sure.
But I would assume that you would have to go to restaurant hotel management for a job at the
maybe moment. Maybe.
But anyway, but
well,
yeah,
I mean, that's also should be a well, I don't know. I wonder how popular the Wyndham by Gettysburg is.
Well, there was a lot of functions while we were there. There was like a dental hygienist like convention or something.
Really?
Yeah, it was something weird like that, and then there was something else going on. Like it was pretty packed.
There was I remember I was at a hotel in Nashville, and there was a convention for the it was like the North American pet
population control
pet dermatologists or something. Like it was like for skin conditions for pets.
So and
there was a lot of people there. Like I walked by their like event, it was packed.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of dental hygienists that really liked to drink there too, it seems.
Yeah, I can imagine.
They were
such a boring profession.
I think they were pretty loose with their scrubs, if you know what I mean.
No. Ooh. Oh, quite loose.
Yeah, yeah. Like they were.
Yeah. Exciting.
Dropping those SpongeBob scrubs real fast.
Oh, man. Should have gone by there. You should have told me.
Yeah. Greg, you have to get to Gettysburg right
Dude,
now.
Fucking hygienist, man. Everyone knows they're the easiest.
Yeah. There's mildly overweight, unsatisfied in life dental hygienists.
Oh, man.
Drinking.
They would have given it up so easy.
Greg's like, I'm there right now. I am on the next plane out.
I'll be on the next plane. Can you imagine, like, someone's, like, so excited by that description, they're just like, oh, shit, I gotta get there.
Yeah.
Fucking all these hygienists? Just what a fuck.
Yeah. They're not fat, but they all of them have round, very round faces.
Yeah, they got Yeah, they're not, like, really fat, but they got, like, bodies like Bill Belichick. You're like, he's not huge, but he ain't thin.
Yeah. Ugh. And they all seem to laugh.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
love to laugh, Greg. They love
they
to laugh.
They love to laugh. That's what it's going to say on all their obits.
Yeah.
They love to laugh.
She loved to laugh.
And scrape your teeth till yeah. they bled.
Yeah. And clean rotting meat out of people's teeth.
All right, so Gettysburg itself, like, obviously, like, there's a museum and shit like that.
Hang on. Go back to the dental hygienist thing.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a joke. There's a joke there somewhere. You know how they really like to, like, polish your teeth?
Oh, yeah.
And they're just like, do you want the mint or, like, the bubble gum or the...
Yeah.
So, like, she's about to, like, start going down on you, and she's like, do you want the mint, the bubble gum, or the vanilla? Or the plane, and you're just like, you know what, let's go bubble gum. Why break the streak? Let's keep going bubble gum.
Oh, God. See, they don't even give me the option anymore.
I've gotten bubble gum since I was 5, so.
I always used to go bubble gum.
Why stop at a blowjob?
Now they're just like, we hate you. We're not giving you the option.
I think last time I went, I got the option between mint or plain.
got... Oh, they're decreasing your options.
And I kind of wanted to be like, what's the plain like?
Plain. Yeah, I know. Like, what the hell does that taste like? Like, if it's not mint, what is it?
Yeah.
Like, isn't, like, it's like toothpaste. Isn't mint plain?
No, I think mint is just standard toothpaste.
No, I know, but, like, wouldn't that be plain? Like, it's like a pizza. Like, a plain pizza is a cheese pizza, right?
Right,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The cheese pizza of toothpaste is mint.
So, no, because I think they do actually make non-mint toothpaste.
What the hell does it taste like?
I think it just tastes like baking soda.
It's weird.
I would say
someday I'm gonna try to do it.
But it's not even toothpaste that they're using; it's like a polish.
Well,
it's like this weird, like, probably fluoride infused
toothpaste. No, I know.
Yeah, well, the stuff. I mean, it's maybe plain for that. It tastes like a cheese pizza. You know? Like...
Well, they should just say that then. Because if it tasted like a cheese pizza, I'd get it every time.
Yeah, I'd go plain all the time. Let's go plain then. But no, yeah. You don't get a choice.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, with me, they're just like, sit down and shut up.
Yeah. With me, they're like, here, we don't have a spittoon for you, so you have to suck the water out of your mouth. With Mr. Thirsty.
Yeah, I love Mr. Thirsty.
Yeah, so that's what you get, you piece of shit.
Yeah. No,
learn to floss.
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm doing it like twice a week now. That's not enough.
No, it's not. It's never enough for them. Never enough.
Boy, you should really go to the dental hygienist meeting in Gettysburg. I hear those ladies really cut loose.
Oh, can you imagine, like, they're like, they lay you down, like, and you think they're going to, like, give you a head, but they just start flossing you?
And
they're like, they're talking about it, like, erotically.
Yeah.
Like, oh, your mouth's so wet.
Looks like you have some buildup on your bicuspid.
Oh, it turns me on.
You naughty boy, you haven't been flossing, have you?
Nope. And then you end up fucking her with a toothbrush.
It's either that or you fuck her, but she still has a toothbrush up her ass.
Yeah.
Or up yours.
Well, maybe both. I've seen
Greg's
that.
Like, I'm not going to judge.
I've seen that on the internet. The toothbrush.
I'm sure you have.
Well, you know.
Wait. Which end?
What?
Which
end?
Oh,
the non-bristle end.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? You get to a point, you've seen just about everything.
Yeah. But yeah, so the dental hygienist, yeah.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah. But you're in the dentist's office, and you're just like, you seem, my gums are bleeding a lot. You seem really tense. Yeah. You should get laid. Yeah, my convention's next week.
Yep, no, don't worry about it.
Oh, the one in Gettysburg? Yeah, how'd you know? No reason.
I've heard it's a fucking free-for-all.
And then she's like, oh, hang on, Sally, I need some more. She, like, calls out, Sally, I need some more of the plain pizza flavor polish. Sally walks in, and you're just like, oh my God. That's the one that I fucked while she had a toothbrush up her ass.
Yeah,
And then there's the toothbrush up my ass.
And then she asked for a shtickle of fluoride.
Yes. All right, give me just a shtickle of fluoride. And then Sally's the one that checks you out, and she gives you that little bag of, like, freebie stuff, and she's like, I put an extra toothbrush in there for you. And you're just like, oh, she wants that one to go up my ass.
Yeah, she does. What if at the dentist, like, they gave you, like, the little goodie bag, and there's, like, the toothpaste, there's a toothbrush, and what if they, like, stuck condoms in there?
That'd be fantastic.
I know, it'd be great, but it'd be so weird. Like, you open it up, you're like, oh, great, look, I got the stuff I got from the dentist. Why is there a pack of Trojans in here?
No, what would make more sense is if they do all that stuff, and then they just put in a couple dental dams.
Exactly.
You're just gross. Like, oh man, let's look at the haul that I got from the dentist. Dental dams. And why is there a phone number written on one of these signed Sally?
Oh yeah. I'll meet you in Gettysburg.
Yeah. Same time next year.
Yep.
You're like, it was a one-time thing. You just happened to be in the connecting room next to me.
With your dumb boyfriend.
Yeah. Who didn't apparently want to fuck you, just wanted to stick just a bundle of toothbrushes up his own ass.
Sounds brutal.
Yeah, that was a weird guy. Thanks, we're married now. I don't think I want to fuck you anymore, Sally. You've made some poor life choices.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, enough about Sally.
So Gettysburg.
Yeah.
So like, there's a museum, obviously. Now, do you go out to the
field?
The battle area and everything?
Yeah, you can. There's roads and stuff all around it.
Yeah.
So there's you can drive around the whole thing pretty much and see where everything happened. There's monuments all over the place to different regiments and divisions and whatever.
Uh-huh.
For all the different states. And a lot of them, most of them are where they were kind of stationed or where their major involvement in the battle was.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool. The Pennsylvania Monument's the biggest one, and has, like, you can go up it. It's almost like a kind of has like a Taj Mahal kind of dome to it.
Okay.
And then it's like four pillars. One's a set of very narrow spiral stairs that you can go up and kind of see everything from. So it's very cool. But you can see the whole battlefield from different points, but it's huge, so you pretty much you can't see it all from one place, really. You have to kind of drive around to get a feel for it.
Right. Huh. I definitely got to go at some point. It's just one of those things never gotten around to.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's probably better cuz the way they kind of have it set up, it's hard to kind of do it in a proper order of, like, how everything happened. Because there's the first day when they accidentally all met each other at Gettysburg.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, shit, we're all here at the same time.
Right.
Because the whole thing happened by accident. Basically, the North was there because they kind of saw that it was a strategic location to kind of bring everybody together, I think.
Yeah.
And then I think it was the South that was, they were in the area, and I think they were trying to, like, loop around and get to Washington.
Right.
But they were coming in mainly for supplies. And then they just happened to, like, meet in town and be like, oh, shit, we're all here. So there was kind of, like, a smaller, like, skirmish the first day.
Yeah.
And then the second and third days were, like, the bigger battles.
So it was, like, the Civil War equivalent of, like, running into an ex at the mall.
Yes.
And you're just like,
yes, except people died.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sure some people have met at the mall and died.
Yeah, probably. I mean, in certain areas.
Yeah. What? but yeah, no. That's pretty interesting.
So there was a lot of stuff that happened kind of the second day. And then the third day is Pickett's charge.
Yeah.
Where they very stupidly yelled out that they were all going to head towards this one patch in the middle.
Yep.
And then the South just went for it.
Yeah.
And it's even stupider when you see how far they had to go.
Really?
Like, when you see, like, there were a few more trees back then.
I'm sure.
But still, like, they look at it, and you're just like, so they were, like, they were here, and then they said, we're going to head towards that point over there. Meanwhile, they can see us, and they're just going to keep shooting cannons and stuff at us. That doesn't seem like a good plan.
Right.
But they figure the middle would be the weakest.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I read, God, it was like, it was a book, but, I mean, God, this thing was more like a...
Like a coffee table book?
No, 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 it wasn't the coffee table book, but it was, no, it was like a book, but it was more like, it'd give you, like, the time and everything. It was almost like a
second-by-second kind of...
Yeah, like, verse-by-verse, like, what happened and yeah. Everything. And it was kind of cool, but at times it was also kind of boring because yeah. I was like, well, nothing has really happened in the last, you know, while. And yeah. it's really covering, like, mundane shit. But, no, yeah, I know a decent amount about the battle itself. Just having never, like, seen it or anything, it's hard to, like, put it into context.
It's cool. It's cool. And then, so the other cool thing is that since Rachel had gone, she went pretty much every year with her dad, growing up, because he's a big Civil War guy, especially Gettysburg. She like knows a lot about it and can kind of explain. So we didn't really need like a tour guide or anything, or like to do like the audio tour.
Yeah.
So we just kind of drove around with her in the car, and then she would kind of, like, point stuff out.
Uh-huh. That's cool.
And explain it and stuff. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was good.
So, no, that was a good trip.
Yeah.
Nice. Minus the awkward interaction with the stranger in the room next to us. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, man, she's going to go and be like, yeah, we're in Gettysburg, and we're just hanging out in the hotel room vaping, and then there's a knock on the door, and it's just some guy.
Yeah, some goofball named Keith.
Yeah.
Looking for his parents.
Yeah. poor fella.
Yeah, the poor little guy.
But he said that, but he was with his wife, and I think they might have been swingers.
Yeah, he said parents, but really he was looking for another couple to get yeah. fucking weird with.
He was holding a bowl with his keys in it.
What was I going to say? Fuck. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, he didn't have any toothbrushes, but, you know, we had a couple extra. could have made it work.
Yeah. Meanwhile, a guy is sitting there going, "Will you just finish cleaning my teeth?"
This isn't what I signed up for.
You know what? Just turn the nitrogen on, Mr. Harold. We're gonna just knock you out, and then we'll just finish the cleaning.
Mr. Harold.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That was the first name that pops into my head. It has no connection to anything.
Okay.
That's it has no connection to anything whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So yeah, no, that was a good trip. And then I came back and I kind of sort of worked at my new job. I say new, but I've had this job for like 3 months now.
Yeah.
But the cool thing about this job, though, is there's a bit of downtime. And one day I got sidetracked. Yes, Cosmo, I did. I got sidetracked by looking at Gordon Ramsay memes.
Oh, yeah.
There are some good ones out there.
There's some very good ones.
Would I save them. Would you like to hear some of my favorites?
Of course.
Just as a fun little aside here. The beef is so undercooked, it's eating the fucking salad.
I like that. That's good.
The squid is so undercooked, I can still hear it telling SpongeBob to fuck off.
Yeah, that's all right.
Let's see. You put so much ginger in the cake, it called me Jon Snow and told me I know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
No? You don't like that one?
I don't.
You don't really watch Game of Thrones?
Well, I'm way behind.
Oh, so you haven't met the Ingrid chick that's like, "You don't know nothing, Jon Snow."
Oh, well, I know of her.
Yeah.
But no, not really.
Yeah, and then he eats her out, and it's a weird thing because she's got to be, like, real dirty.
Yeah.
Oh, here's the... Did you have something?
No, go ahead.
Okay. You use so much oil, the U.S. is trying to invade the plate.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
I like this one. This mushroom is so raw, it said the princess is in another castle.
I like that.
That's
a good one.
You'll probably really like this one. This octopus is so undercooked that the Japanese are still trying to use it for tentacle porn.
Oh. Wow, that's aggressive, but I like it.
But funny.
Yeah.
Meat so done, it's a white girl named Becky getting a black iPhone instead of the white one.
Okay.
It's a bit wordy, but I like it.
Yeah.
This cupcake has sunk so badly, James Cameron wants to make a film about it.
All right. Okay.
Of course, my grandmother can do better than that, and she's dead.
Yeah.
That
sounds like a me joke.
Yeah, versions of this one were popular. At least Hitler could use an oven.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This one's a little obscure. There was so much spice in that dish, I'm gonna have to ride a sandworm to get home.
Okay.
Love a good Dune reference. Let's see. This food is so disgusting, Bear Grylls wouldn't even eat it. This one's very topical for a while ago. This dish is so underprepared, Russia is calling it the Olympics.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not super topical right now. But,
yeah, but it's good.
But, you know, I get it.
You've used so much garlic, HBO had to cancel True Blood.
Yeah.
I like
it's a
this
stretch.
I like this one. There's more olive oil on this than Popeye's dick.
All right, yeah.
The soup is so watery it stopped the drought in California. This one isn't topical, but it's still good. I think it still works. You burn the food so black, Donald Sterling doesn't want it at his games.
Not topical, but yeah.
The chicken is so black it just offered me a mixtape.
All right.
I gotta say that one. I'm going to nickname you Dyson because you never stop sucking.
Okay.
This dish is so chewy, Han Solo is trying to get it on the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
The lamb is so undercooked, the fucking Welsh are still trying to shag it.
Okay.
Okay.
They're stretching.
Hang on, this one's, I like this one. You sent out so much smoke, red Indians came to make peace.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
This one is my favorite. It's gonna offend some people if you weren't already offended by the Hitler or the black jokes or the Indians. The fish was so undercooked, lesbians were lining up at the fucking door.
I think I've heard that one before. I like that.
I think that one was my favorite.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And then I don't know if I sent this one to you. I was looking at John Taffer memes also.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one.
There's some good ones.
There's one that just says, "My name is John Taffer. I farted over 800,000 times."
Oh, yeah. Like his face is kind of like kind of a fart face.
Yeah. I don't know why that one just makes me laugh so much. And then the one that just says, "No butt funnel, shut it down."
Dude, I just love all the different ones. It's just like. Like says what's wrong, and then at the end just shut it down. Or shut it the down. Fuck down.
Shut it down.
Yeah. But two of my favorite TV personalities ever, for certain.
Oh yeah, totally.
Like they're just. I mean, and they're similar, but different enough that it's not exactly the same shtick, but. I mean, they do just yell at people a lot, yeah. but they're different enough, like in their personalities that I don't mind it.
My favorite part about Bar Rescue, I think now is cause it, after a while it does kind of become the same.
Yeah, it is.
But what's always different is how, even though they like, now they really know who John Taffer is.
Yeah.
They're still like, well, I think John is really going to like what we're doing here. And I think he's going to see it and understand what we're going for and just help us make what we're doing better. And you're just watching going, no, no, that's not going to happen at all.
Yeah. No, I know. And they're like, yeah, you know, they think what they're doing is okay. And I'm like, then why would you be on the show?
Yeah. Why would you be on the show? We just watched the one with, where the guy has, like, an art gallery in the place.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and he's like, not for the fucking finger painting!
Yes. I love how your John Taffer impression is just like an old lady. Enough with the fucking finger painting, kid!
I know.
He was just like, I think John is gonna see that we're bringing art to the community... And that we are a cultural experience that is bringing people in. And he's going to appreciate it. And you're just like, no, he's not.
Why would you ever think John Taffer would be okay with that? Like, have you ever seen the show, sir? Like, have you ever watched it? Like, what would ever make you think that he would be okay with that? You know he's going to call you a fucking idiot as soon as he walks in.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even have to, like, you don't have to see him go through that exact, like, circumstance before to know how he's going to react. Like, I had never seen him find someone that was painting in the place.
Yeah.
But I know how he's going to react. Like, I saw a tweet by him the other day, and he was talking about, he was like, oh, so which Republican candidate for president do you think I support? And like, it hadn't, like, he never talks about politics on the show, but I was like, well, obviously he's a Republican. Like, you just know how John Taffer is.
Yeah.
Like, from watching the show, like, why would you assume otherwise?
Yeah.
So. But,
did he give an answer, or was he just like...
No, I think he ended up having, like, some sort of, like, thing or discussion or something. I wasn't really paying attention to it, but... Actually, I'm kind of curious.
I wonder.
But
I feel like he would call Donald Trump a fucking idiot though too.
He would either, I feel like he'd either love him or hate him. You know?
Yeah. That's one or the other. I can't figure out.
It's one or the other. There's no in between.
It's just like, fuck you.
Yeah.
It's
too much personality.
Throwing this
for one room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would love to see it.
If those two, like had a discussion.
You know, John, I respect what you think you know, but you're fired. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm the one fucking in charge here. Clean this fucking place up.
He's like, I got people to do that.
I was...
You're fired.
you're fired. I was talking to Rachel the other day about it, and I was just like, I would love to, like, be on that show for, like a relaunch or something. Like, I would love to be there the night that he closes it down the first time.
Oh, yeah, because I just want to hear him say, shut it the fuck down.
But I would love even more to see it at, like, the soft open, and then in the middle have him be like, this place is a fucking mess, shut it down. And then be like, if I went and for the soft open and it didn't get shut down, I'd be really upset.
I know. You'd be like, this is not the bar rescue experience that I was expecting.
Yeah. Like, ideally, here's my ideal situation. It would be someplace that I can get to easily, and I can go both nights.
Oh, yeah.
So I go the first night, and I'm sitting by a window, so I can see him in the SUV across the street.
Oh, yeah, creeping.
So I can, like, see that. And then I can see, like, when he sends the spies in. And then I'm waiting for the moment. Like, I'm watching them. I'm watching everybody. And then, like, I see the door open. And I'm like, he's coming out. He's coming. And then he busts through the door. He kind of does that walk.
He walks around. In sideways.
Yeah, he does that, like...
He's such an awkward individual.
He doesn't.
And he's like, he's got like his chin out, and he walks in. He's kind of like puts the head up, and he's like looking at like almost like he's trying to see the tops of everyone's head.
Like he's the droid at the beginning of Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, exactly. And he just kind of like moves his head, and you're just like, what the hell is this guy doing?
What's great is like when he opens the door, he does walk through sideways. He could open it more though, but he doesn't.
No.
He chooses not to.
he's such a weird dude.
But like he's walking around, and then like he finds the manager, and then he's like, hi, I'm John Taffer. And the guy's, like, totally taken by surprise. Oh, my God, John, you're here. I was just doing shots. What's up?
They're always getting shit-faced.
And then, very quickly, I want him to start screaming at him and calling him a disgrace.
Oh, yeah.
And then I want him to say, shut it the fuck down.
Yep.
All right, then I want to go back the next night. And I want to be one of the people that gets a drink, but doesn't get a second drink. Because nobody else got a first drink.
Right.
Like, there's always a couple people that got one drink. And also, I want it to be the one bartender trainer that you're not sure if she's kind of cute or not. Like, because she does that really fake smile when she does the shaking. What's her name?
Oh, fuck, yeah. I can't think of her fucking name.
She's like the number one trainer at TGI Fridays or something.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, is it Mastriani? Mia Mastriani?
I think you might be right, yeah.
Yeah.
Hang on, it's got to be under bios. They don't have her listed on season 4, but I know she is.
Yeah, I've seen her. I think that's...
I think you're right. They don't have her bio on here, but... But yeah, I want to see her. And just so I can be like, is she a bitch or is she kind of cute? I can't tell if she's like fun or bitchy or like, what's going on there?
Right.
But then very quickly, I wanted to descend into chaos. I want to see everybody sweating, swearing.
Oh, yeah.
And then I want John to just be like, this is a fucking disaster. Shut it down. And then I want to go in the third night on the actual relaunch.
Oh, yeah.
And I want there to be a butt funnel.
It's got to be a butt funnel.
I want to go in and I want to just point out stuff. And I hope that they put me on camera so I can be like, oh my God, he put in a two-touch POS system
Just going to say, the POS system. Orange box entertainment system.
Holy shit. Double butt funnels.
It looks like Esri was in here. I don't know what they do, but it's always when thanks to Esri and Roto-Rooter.
Yeah, Roto-Rooter's always in there, but you never see what they do. I wish the Roto-Rooter guys were the same guys that did Ghost Hunters. Because those guys used to be Roto-Rooters, and then they stopped doing it to do Ghost Hunters.
Taps guys?
Yeah, Taps guys.
Yeah.
They used to work for
Zach Baggins.
No, I wish it was like still the Ghost Hunter guys and they just like came in and still did like the Rotor Rooting.
No, that'd be cool.
That would have been good for that Haunted Bar episode. They could have done like a crossover.
With that guy. That guy was such a puss.
Yeah. But John didn't even address it at all. Like he kinda did and had like a median come in and just be like, go away, spirits. And she's like, you guys are all good. Don't worry about it.
No, but you know that Taffer was just like, this guy's such a fucking loser. He's like, I'm only doing this just to be nice. Just for the TV. Not even to be nice. Just for TV.
Just for the hell of it.
Yeah. You know, in the back, like, he's in his trailer and he's just like, what a fucking asshole.
I love it so much, though.
Yeah. It's a great show.
Shut it down. I want to be involved in that somehow. My goal is to one day be famous enough where I can do the recon.
Oh yeah, that would be awesome. That would be great.
I would love to do
it. And not that terrible girl that he has to it, Maria Menounos.
Oh yeah, she's in it a lot.
She's awful. They need to get rid of her.
I went back and watched the first season and I liked when it was like his wife, and he was just like, honey, I'm going to send you in there.
Oh, what's her name?
Nicole?
Nicole. Oh, yeah. She's got... Taffer paid for those breasts, I think.
Oh, yeah, he definitely did.
Those things are massive.
And then he also sends in his daughter, and he sends her into, like, biker bars and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I forget what she looks like.
And she looks a lot like him.
Oh really?
And he comes in,
girl.
Yeah. He's just like, so you felt safe in there? And she's like, no, I didn't. I didn't even want to go in there. And he's like, all right. Well, I'm going to go and have a talk with him now. And she's like, okay, can you leave me the car key so I can lock up after you leave?
Go wait for me in the SUV. His poor daughter.
Oh, his poor daughter.
Can you imagine being John Taffer's kid? It'd probably be easier if you were his son, I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, like, a daughter? Oh, God. I don't know.
Every bar she's going to, he's like, which bar are you going to? There's no butt funnel in there. That's good. He's like, no butt funnels. Any bar you go to. No butt funnels.
I don't want you butt funneling with anyone.
No, Dad, it's just me and the girls. I don't care.
I know what those things do.
That DJ at that bar knows how to work those beats per minute, and he'll shake your panties off. Dad? Yeah. I'm just saying. It's not a business, it's a science, and nobody knows more about bar science than me. Oh, God. Mom, will you talk to him? He's on the bar science thing again. Yeah.
No one knows more about bar science than I do. I'm in the nightclub hall of fame.
Mom, he's doing the opening to his show again.
he's doing the shot. I love in the opening they got the really like gratuitous shot of him in the limo on the Las Vegas Strip, and you can tell because and he like picks up the cell phone like he's taking an important call.
I always love, and they didn't do it at first, but then they started doing it where they would try to match up, like, they've decided to throw open the doors, bust open the books, and make a call to bar rescue.
Bar rescue.
But it's always, like, them, like, either in a kitchen doorway or, like, the main door, and then they're always, like, either in the office or, like, actually opening, like, a ledger or something.
Like a book, yeah.
Yeah, and then it just shows them on a cell phone, and it's probably when they were, like, calling their mom or something.
Right, or just picking up the phone for the filming.
Yeah, they were just like, they're about to wrap up, and the producers were like, all right, I think we have everything.
Oh, wait, we didn't get to the part where they called Bar Rescue.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
We got the bust open the books.
yeah, we got that. We actually got a few shots of the doors.
The door.
We should be
now we need the call.
What's the can you what's his cell phone number? I'm just gonna give him a call real quick. Get a camera on him. Okay, all right, I'm calling right now. And then the guy like answers like, "Hello,"
and then they just hang up and like, "Okay, that's good."
No, they just hear. He just answers, and he goes on the other end. He just hears, "All right, did we get it? Great. Moving on.
All right, fuck this guy."
I love that show though.
It's great.
For you and then anybody that actually also likes Bar Rescue, he was actually on the Nerdist podcast.
Oh, Taffer was?
Yeah. And he was really good.
Really?
Yeah, he was really interesting to listen to.
Huh. I gotta listen to that then.
Yeah. Because one of the guys on the Nerdist, Matt Myra, who's a stand-up guy and is... he hasn't done anything too big. He's actually originally from Lowell, Massachusetts, though.
Okay. Ooh, Lowell.
but he's a big fan of Boston, but moved out to L.A., does stand-up comedy, and writes the comedy deep for comedy shows and stuff. But he did the recon for Taffer one night, and he kind of talks about it there. And he was like, I loved it, because he loves that show. And then somehow he got connected to do the recon for it. And he was like, it was the most amazing thing ever. Because you go and you don't think he's going to be in the truck. And then he's in the truck across the street.
Right. And he is legitimately there.
Yeah. And then they talk about when he is doing the recon and him and the other guy are sitting at the bar. And he chews the guy out and just screams at him. Everybody's kind of like stunned. And then Matt Myra and the other guy are laughing their asses off because they're so excited that they got to see that happen.
Right, exactly, because that's probably all they wanted, was to see Taffer lose it on someone.
Oh, it's amazing. But, I'm sure that's an episode in there somewhere.
Yeah, I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, I guess we can close out. That's it for But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bodalen.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
Remember, everyone, no regrets. And if you don't have an extra toothbrush, shut it the fuck down. Thank you for listening to the But You're Wrong podcast. If you like what you hear, check us out on Twitter at BYW Podcast. You can also check us on Facebook at facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. And if you have any grievances to air, be sure to email them to BYWPodcast@gmail.com.